Kevin Zepper teaches at Minnesota State University Moorhead. His prose poem, Fossils, first appeared on the National Council for Teachers of English website in audio format. Here's Kevin Zepper.
Fossils. With my bricklayer's hammer, cheap brown gloves, and protective goggles, I force another crack between layers of sedimentary rock. Sparks fly, mineral chips deflect off face and safety glasses. Gloves tear on sharp stones, dampening with red. I drink from a warm gallon jug of unsweetened green tea as sweat soaks my t-shirt and jeans. I reach for a better ledge and slide straight down 40 feet of near-vertical mountain road cut. I've pried away the rocks I used to climb my way up. My loud laugh echoes up through the tall, scabrous alligator pines. I discover new scrapes and cuts in my elbows, hands, and calves. But here, at the bottom of the road cut, fossils. A bone-colored seashell, not the impression of one, shows itself from sandstone. Nearby, a conical shell print spirals deep into a fist-sized stone. Near my bloodied right hand, a bountiful family of quartz points present themselves to me in a small geode amphitheater. Blood crusts over recent wounds. I drink huge gulps of warm tea, wash my face and wounds with handfuls. Waking the dead, I whisper to the rock face. I listen to a seashell I've collected, its ancient impression filled with quartz crystals, gleaming in the mountain sun. It says to me, in a voice no louder than a sigh, it begins here, through the bedrock, beginnings and grounding. This mountainside was the bottom of a great sea. Imagine me, alive in the sand of this deep, breathing, living. The voice babbles like a small creek until it fades away. I know I have to dig, move earth, see new ground, toil under an open sky before the search for me can begin. Now it's evening, and I will go back to the cabin on the mountainside and listen in the dark to old storytellers.